Wisconsin casino opens new restaurant inspired by rock group Kiss. Today will mark the official debut of Rock and Brews, a rock-themed restaurant founded by Kiss members Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley, inside the Potawatomie Casino Hotel. American classics with a contemporary touch will be offered at Rock and Brews, which will have several branches nationwide. The operating hours for the venue have yet to be announced. Rock and Roll Lives in Potawatomie, according to the casino. Simmons, Stanley, Forest County Potawatomie Chairman James Crawford, and Dominic Ortiz, CEO of Potawatomie Casino Hotel, will participate in the ribbon cutting for Rock and Brews at 11 a.m. today. A private event will follow the inauguration. The restaurant's official public grand opening will then begin at 3 p.m. Participants in the event will be able to taste some of the 48 domestic and international beers the restaurant has on tap, along with Sprecher Root Beer. A spokesman for Pris, a Los Angeles-based female Kiss tribute band, announced their performance for that evening. The restaurant opened last year as part of a major renovation of the property, but the official inauguration never took place. It had initially been scheduled for last September before being pushed back. Stanley claimed at the time he could go on and on about the cuisine at last year's restaurant opening celebration. He praised the pizza and fish tacos as being crazy good, and also praised the strawberry field salad. Simmons raved about the purple raindrops, which are described on the restaurant's website as French beignet-style pastries full of chocolate, touched with some raspberry sauce, and coated with sugar. They may be dipped with house special whipped cream. The Rockin' Hot Chick Wings, Alice Cooper Poison Burger, and Demon Chicken Sandwich, a tribute to Simmons, are expected to quickly become menu favorites, according to executive chef Ben Jones. Part of a bigger $190 million renovation business plan, according to a press release, Rock and Brews is part of a $190 million redevelopment project that will be concluded this year. According to the statement, the restaurant will be the project's first phase to open. On the second floor, there will shortly be the opening of the new Cream City Coffee Company and two new gaming rooms. These will be complemented by three food and beverage stations where visitors can either make purchases or order service to be delivered to them at a gaming station. In addition, the casino is adding more than 1,800 new slots and a high-limit room for gamblers looking for deep stakes tables. That takes the total number of available slots to around 3,000.